I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. From the land of Saddam Hussein to the land of Shakespeare and back. That's the story behind Nadeem Zahawi. Born in Iraq and fled the country during Saddam Hussein's reign, Zahawi grew up with his family in England, and today Zahawi is a member of the British Parliament representing the district of Stratford-on-Avon. Today, though, we caught up with Nadeem Zahawi in his native home of Iraqi Kurdistan, where he's on a fact-finding mission in Erbil. Mr. Zahawi told me he's very relieved to hear about American support for the Kurdish forces known as the Peshmerga.
I have a very good friend who is the frontline commander of the Kurdish army, the Peshmerga. He rang to say that our situation here on the front line was precarious, but he wasn't sure whether he was going to be able to hold on. I was pleased that the U.S. government reacted so swiftly to safeguard Erbil, and of course to go further now, where we're hearing that the Mosul Dam has been retaken by the Kurdish and the Iraqi forces working together.
Now, this friend of yours, the Peshmerga commander, when you and he talk privately, what are his big concerns right now?
Well, his biggest concern is needing that equipment on the front line very quickly. And in the longer term, they need better training and coordination. They've had many years where Prime Minister Maliki in Baghdad effectively cut them off. So they had none of the equipment that was left behind by the U.S. military. They had none of the training that they would have needed.
Yeah, and all of that would point to a Western involvement greater than just airstrikes and leaving military hardware with the Peshmerga. Do you think the West has an obligation to join the fight, actually get boots on the ground?
Well, that's interesting because they do not want to see our boys and girls, our men and women, whether they are American or British or other international community, on the front line fighting the fight for them. They absolutely believe that they have the wherewithal to fight this fight if they get those components in place.
And yet many people, some of President Obama's harshest critics, say the U.S. and the West can't just let ISIS continue its advances. It needs to do something more than just airstrikes.
Well, if you were here on the ground, you would witness that those airstrikes have been the pivotal factor in helping the Peshmerga, the Kurdish forces, and the Iraqi forces push ISIS back. Coupled with that, we need to intensify our diplomatic efforts to create an inclusive government that Kurds, Sunni Arabs, Turkmens, Yazidis, Christians, the majority Shia community all feel that they are part of and they have some skin in that game. Because without that, you will never, ever remove ISIS out of any society.
I'm just curious, you still have family in the region, Mr. Zahawi?
Not direct family. My family are in the United Kingdom and Germany and other parts of Europe. I have many, many friends here in Kurdistan. And of course, I will never deny my heritage and my ancestry, which is why I feel that I needed to be here to see for myself what is happening so I can report back to my parliament.
And you represent Stratford-on-Avon in England, the quiet and storied little community of Stratford-on-Avon. Just as an aside, it must make you wonder sometimes, how did I end up in such a lovely little part of the world when the place I came from is so different?
I pinch myself every morning as to how lucky I am that my father decided to flee Iraq in the 70s before anyone knew of the Ba'ath Party or Saddam Hussein and decided to bring us to England to give us security and safety. I am humbled that they have chosen a Kurdish immigrant born in Baghdad as their representative.
Nadeem Zahawi, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.